Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Well, over the weekend, Governor Kehoe signed a bill into law, a couple of bills, actually. One would provide $100 million in disaster relief. Presumably, a lot of this is aimed at the tornado that hit St. Louis last month. If you add that to the $30 million that the city is going to approve from Rams settlement money this week, that's $130. And then there's another $70 from FEMA, so that's $200 million. But the estimates of the damage from the May 16th tornado are around $2 billion. So $200 million versus $2 billion. I don't know where how they're going to close that gap, but that's the situation right now.
Well, I'd love to know where that $2 billion number comes from.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, is that projecting lost business? Is that, I mean, in terms of physical damage, I drove through that area with a friend of mine who's a police officer, and it's incredible to see what it did to some of these homes. Are just a pile of bricks. It's not in an area that was that expensive in terms of building or living to begin with.
And was already dilapidated
in many cases. Yeah. I just wonder where the $2 billion figure comes from. I don't know the answer to that.
I said something about that on Friday because I agree. I think there are lots of ways to go here in terms of rebuilding. You mentioned, like, how many buildings does the city own in this affair? And then how are they going to reinvest in those buildings or, you know, start over from scratch and all that stuff, plus insurance? There's so many questions. And tax credits are part of these bills from the state for homeowners insurance to pay their premiums and things like that. There's a lot of details in there. One of the other bills that he signed was the one about stadium construction. I don't know how you feel about this, about the idea of taxpayers funding a significant portion of stadiums.
I'm sickened by it.
Okay.
And Drew brought up the best question in the morning. As a Bills fan, your tax dollars are going to be paying for the Kansas City Chiefs Stadium.
Yeah. I don't love that.
I'm sorry, Drew. That was the best comment of the morning, my friend.
I agree.
Oh my gosh!
It's a combination of income possibly tax, and then they are also having a tax on sales at the stadium. So if you use the stadium, if you buy things at the stadium, there's a sales tax that goes toward it.
We had the governor on making his case for this, and he claims that there are thousands of employees of the ballpark. Those would be vendors and the businesses and the people that do parking and Obviously, the smaller amount of that number would be the players and the staff for the actual organizations. But he says thousands of jobs were at risk, and those we didn't want to risk losing those to Kansas. And that's why the state needed to come forward. Now, I know the state incentivizes companies to come to Missouri and to try to stay in Missouri. But the family that owns the Chiefs specifically, and I don't know about the family that owns the Royals, they're multi-millionaires. And to think that they could not afford to do this on their own if it was really that important to them is a joke. And the fact that they're blackmailing us, and their reaction to it was, after the bill was passed, was, well, we'll consider it. Like, they were very cool to it because
Yes. It
didn't match the 70%
right.
that Kansas is offering. And I'm like, you arrogant SOBs, how dare you have that attitude? We just offered you
half.
Half, but what does it come out to? Like $1.5 billion over 30 years? I don't know how much it was. Some incredible
exactly
amount
right.
of money.
That's exactly
over
the
30
number.
Years. And we'll consider it. Thank you. Are you kidding me? That's how you piss off your fans right there. you just keep going. And that's what you're going to end up with, is a bunch of peed off taxpayers for sure. Coming up, Jonathan Savage live from Israel at the top of the hour.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.